Okay.
Now this is the third tape, side one, Senior Judge George Edwards with Roger Lane. Judge, I heard a little anecdote that I thought was fit to ask you about. When I was talking to Otis Smith, he told me about the time that you were playing tennis with Sandra O'Connor. Seems that Otis was on one side of the net with Mrs. O'Connor at some judicial conference, I take it, a few years back, and you and Peg were on the other side. And he said that they got ahead, that is, Otis Smith and Mrs. Justice O'Connor. And he thought, well, he better play a little customer's tennis here. I suppose he was a guest, and he probably didn't want to cast a fence in any direction if he could avoid it. And he lost his touch. He said, you whopped him. Do you remember that?
I remember playing tennis with him, but I don't remember the triumph.
Well, you know, I remember another. Tennis is your game, isn't it?
I played tennis from my boyhood on and enjoyed it a lot. I regret to say that I'm playing very bad tennis now.
Did you do you recall a time when you were in Lansing on the Michigan Supreme Court?
Oh, thank you.
And you didn't show up one day, and it turned out that you had cracked a couple of vertebrae in your back.
Oh yes.
You remember that?
Oh yes, indeed, I do.
Well, tell us how that happened.
Well, it was a period when it's a strange story. It was a period. We weren't living in Detroit, I don't think. Maybe we were.
I think you were in East Lansing at the
time. East Lansing would be right. As I recall the situation, this was a period during WW2, I guess, when things like tennis balls were rare items.
Somebody knocked the ball over.
I was playing tennis with one of my sons, probably George, because he was the older one. And I never really got Jim, the younger one, to play tennis very much. But George was a pretty good athlete, and so we played. And in the locale that I'm talking about, in East Lansing, God almighty, I don't want to spill that. The tennis court was very close to a fenced off area in which there was a lot of scrap machinery, and it was all sorts of junk, presumably waiting to be carted off and melted down or something. Anyhow, this fence was about 10 feet high, and uh, tennis balls were very scarce. And either I or one of my sons knocked a ball over that 10-foot fence into this junkyard. And I undertook to climb the fence to get the tennis ball. Well, I got on top of the fence and found myself quite insecure and having to take a step or so on top of the fence to get to another place where I'd have a good handhold. And I took the step or two, which was the most hazardous part of the mission, and felt myself going, and if I had fallen forward, I'd have just been cut to pieces by this junkyard. And I knew that back of me there was a hillside that was soft ground, and I kicked back and fell doubled up on that soft ground. Well, of course, this is long subsequent history, but I was immediately, I had to be hospitalized, and I, when they got all the x-rays, it appeared that one of the vertebra had come down on another vertebra and smashed it. And they'd dug a notch in it. It hadn't smashed it really, but it dug a deep notch in it. And I must have been in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks with that injury. And I know that I wore a body cast to hold my spine rigid for maybe 2 or 3 months. Well, it was a fairly it was one of the more serious things physically that ever happened to me.
Well, it made an impression on me as a reporter. There isn't too often that a justice of the Supreme Court breaks his back by falling off a 10-foot fence.